What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. What's up, Maggie?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? Let's do it.
You're on the podcast.
Finally, hopping on the pod.
You're on the pod.
I've been telling everybody I want to hop on the pod.
And you did.
And I did.
Hopped on.
Hopped on.
Hopped on the pod. Heck yeah.
Like a Playboy bunny.
The Playboy bunnies?
Well, I didn't hop just be yeah, regular hop, bunny. Like, I want to make everything a little slutty. So, like, I'm a Playboy bunny instead of a regular one.
I love it. I love it. I mean, well, so, okay, when you say make everything slutty, so you don't find, like, if someone says you're a slut, like, a bad thing at all.
Oh, not at all.
You don't think that.
No.
So, like, it's how should you take that word? Oh, okay. So, you're saying because you're like, oh, I'm, like, good with my sexuality.
Oh, very
because
much,
I'm just
yeah.
like, you know, I just want to do whatever I want to do. You're just like, screw it. Like,
exactly.
You call me that. So, would you say, you would call yourself one, too?
I would call myself one. In the sense of, like, a fun way, like, a girly way. But if someone were to, like, derogatorily be like, you're a slut, like, why are you sleeping with all these people or something like that, that's wrong. I don't like that. But obviously, like, time and place.
Time. So it's all on, like, how they use it.
Yeah.
You'll take it. So, I mean.
But, like, live your best slut life.
Live your best slut life. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I had my phase. I mean, I definitely had my phase where I was just kind of getting with, like, whatever girl kind of, like, batted her eyes. I was like, oh, she's cute. And then she, like, snatched me. Like, I'm yours.
Honestly, like, it's kind of died off. Like, I don't slut around as much anymore. But
how you say, I don't slut around much.
Yeah, anymore. I don't, like, I'm not fucking every guy. But, like, yeah. You know, like, which, it's a fun word.
You
enjoy it. Exactly.
You definitely have some, like.
I have my restraints.
Exactly. Have your standards.
And also, a lot of times I'm just laughing at guys who want me.
So would you say you find, like, almost like you find the enjoyment of the chase? Like a guy
yeah.
trying?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Think it's
especially
fun.
When they're, like, outrageous with it, like I've been saying earlier.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, so, like, you give me kind of, like, an antidote. You're talking about, like, the comments you'll get on, like, your OnlyFans stuff.
Oh, yeah, like, people who don't even sub to my OnlyFans will just DM me on Instagram and be like, be my slut, like, come fuck me, all these things. And I'm like, wow, you don't even give me money. Like, what is this? Where is your wallet?
So, okay, so if he was a paying OnlyFans, it would be a different reception.
I mean, I
for
wouldn't actually go fuck him, but, like, yeah, it would be a different reaction.
Like, you feed into it a little.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
But, like, you're not a loyal customer. What is this? But, like, I don't
yeah.
mind it. Like, I'm not mad at it. I just think it's funny. Like, I
oh,
really
yeah.
do.
You're like, this guy wants me so bad.
Yeah. Like, I'll, like, screenshot all the messages and just laugh at them. But they don't need to know that. I mean, well, now they do.
Well, now
but,
they
like,
do, yeah.
You know, like.
But then again, like,
them
I
specifically.
Swear, like, any OnlyFans girl, they say the same thing, though.
Yeah, exactly.
They say the
you
same thing. They say,
like,
the comment sections are crazy.
Yeah, you can't actually want every guy, but they can all want you. Like, you can pretend.
I feel like there was, like, a saying there, right there. Like, it's just like, you don't have to want anyone, but they could all want you.
Exactly.
It's like a motto to something.
Oh my God, I'm going to get that tattooed.
Be your best self.
Be your best slut.
I'm not in that phase anymore. I definitely was. I definitely went through a phase, especially after, like, my breakup.
Oh, yeah.
Breakups
will do that
phase.
To you.
Oh, yeah. I had no care in the world. But I won't lie. I think that phase of my life, it had a negative effect on my mental. And that's
yeah.
why I ended up stopping. Like, I was like, man, like, why am I chasing after these girls? Or why do I want to, like, you know, you're out at a bar, you see a cute girl, and then, like, what, you buy her a shot? And then I'll think about it. I just wasted, like, a bunch of money on this chick because I was
yeah.
like, what? You're trying to talk her up? Trying to, like, feel something tonight with her? And then what? Tomorrow you're going to just forget about her anyways.
Exactly.
Like, it was
yeah.
just, like, it was that thought process of, like, you know, that's dumb.
Yeah, it does do stuff to your mental. That's why I kind of just make it a game. Because, like,
yeah.
especially with, like, OnlyFans and stuff, like, These people know I'm not actually gonna go after them. Like, they're buying my body. Though?
You gotta think about it.
They're paying to look at me. Like,
yeah, but like, I don't know. You gotta think about. There's gotta be, I don't know. Mentally, for some of these guys, what if they really like think that they're pulling all these OnlyFans girls, but it's just because they're just paying
them? Is crazy. That's like almost dystopian to think about.
Well. It's probably, though, very true. You got to think about it. Some of these guys, they get all their satisfaction from looking at these OnlyFans models or you go to porn or whatever you're watching. And, like, if that's all you're getting your pleasure from, I bet that twists your mind a little.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I feel like the depths of OnlyFans guys, there are probably some really creepy ones out there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I get a lot of wrong messages, and I just won't respond, or I'll even block people that are just like outrageous with it. Even one time in my TikTok DMs, this guy was being super normal and just being like, "Hey, how's your day going?" And then slowly he kept just like begging for me, and like I don't even remember exactly what he was saying, but at that point I blocked him. Mm-hmm. Then he creates another account and starts calling me, like, a stupid fucking C-word and, like, all these things. And then he posts about me and tags me in it and is like, "This bitch is crazy," like, all this shit. I'm just like, dude, like, all because I didn't want to, like, give you my free content or, like, come see you and all these things. And, like, I told him, like, he was sending me sexual messages in my TikTok. And I was like, "Hey, if you're subbed,
slide into your TikTok DM.
If you're subbed to my OnlyFans, because he told me he subbed, and I'm pretty sure he did at one point." Mm-hmm. I was like, "If you're not gonna stop sending me TikTok DMs that are sexual, I'm gonna block you on TikTok. But just send them to me on OnlyFans, like just keep
so
it
I know
separate.
I know you're paying for
exactly,
this and
it's like it's just weird." Like, I don't need that in my TikTok.
Yeah, I couldn't do OnlyFans. Like, me personally, like, I don't know. And also, I mean, I do have my, like, my beliefs and stuff like that and just different. I don't know. Yeah. I'm figuring myself out as I go through this life still. That's one thing I've realized on the podcast. Like, I can't ever really say, like, where I am in life because I'm, like, constantly changing. I swear, every time I flip on these cameras and start this, like, I'm a different person than I was my last episode.
Exactly.
Like, I go all over the place. Maybe I'm just crazy.
Yeah, and I also feel like, especially for someone like me who, like, did all these things early in life and I'm moving faster than everyone else, I feel like these changes are happening faster.
Yeah. I mean, the things you're talking about earlier, I would say that does have a development on your mental and how you're gonna be able to. I mean, I guess, like you were saying, you're like you feel like you're mentally older than everyone else your age, exactly. And like how you're drawn to older like people.
Yeah, and I can't even hang out with some of them, yes, but I have trouble hanging out with people my age just because there's like a gap. I see like. Especially with COVID, I think that, like, my generation and the generation that's coming up after us, like, with COVID and being unsocialized for 3 years and, like, locked in our homes, I think that really had an impact on everyone socially. And I don't know how I, like, kind of navigated that.
No,
but
it definitely did.
Yeah, I definitely feel like everyone's, like, a little bit less mature now because of it. Like, nobody got to hang out with each other or, like, figure out themselves.
Everyone became a little more, like, almost self-absorbent.
Exactly.
And, like, this is, like, they all kind of retreated into their own corners of the world.
It was right when TikTok became, like, huge. And so, like, now we're just all, like, so different than we would be if none of that had happened.
I don't know. I've had several talks where it's, like, I don't know where the world's kind of heading. Just as far as, because you also got to realize, like, for me and you, we're in California. Yeah. We're in, like, America's culture, the United States of America's culture is very different than other places in the world. What we're seeing here is we're seeing, like, our culture just kind of decline.
Exactly.
Like, heavily. I mean, there's cameras everywhere. I mean, people will troll people. Like, people are just getting vicious out there to each other. It's absolutely insane. It's sad, honestly.
And how people hide behind their screens and
exactly
they can just say anything.
it bred a whole new breed of human that is just kind of vile.
Oh yeah, for sure. And like seeding out the good ones is hard.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I have no idea. It's just like a huge, I don't know. It's crazy. I'm like going down so many rabbit holes in my brain right now. I'm trying to think of which one to grab onto right now. Because when it comes to the culture in the United States, say as an Olean fans model, right? Would you say them allowing, like making that so accessible is good for the culture? Would you
only say OnlyFans specifically?
No, not just OnlyFans. I'm just talking like even like say like the porn industry and all this like all this throwing of like nudity. You think that's better for our society, or do you think it's actually declining us more?
To be honest, like I feel like the vulgarity of it, like how deep it can go, is a little bit scary. And like with sex trafficking, it's really scary. And like the behind the scenes of the actual industry. That freaks me out a little. Yeah, and I've always done this by myself. I've never worked with anyone else like higher up. And like it worries me what I could have gotten into if I had started doing that.
So yeah. So I don't know. Then so knowing that it's like behind the doors and all that stuff, it can be very bad.
Yeah, I've heard stories. Like it can be bad.
You hear some of the porn star like stories.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Even like big ones like Mia Khalifa has said on podcasts that like it was just like she had to get out of there because like she was just being treated so badly.
So exactly. But on the outside of it, where it's just the videos and stuff, it's just trying to grab people and get all the money they can. So I don't know. I think it could all that. And then Twitch. Twitch just recently is going to allow nudity.
Oh, I did not hear about that. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
That's what I'm saying. It's starting to bleed into, like, everything.
No.
Yeah, they're allowed it. They changed their guidelines.
That's horrible.
Because...
Personally...
So why do you think that's horrible?
I think that's bad because Twitch is, like... Twitch is a video game platform and, like, a live streaming platform that has never been about nudity.
Yeah,
like,
but girls are going to be able to get a bunch of gamer guys by playing games their boobs.
Yeah, you can do that on so many other websites. I do Chatterbait. Do that on Chatterbait.
I'm not really familiar with Chatterbait. I've definitely heard Chatterbait, but I can't say I'm super familiar. It's like a Twitch.
It's like Twitch, but it's specifically for sex.
He's like cam girl?
Yeah.
Oh, you cam girl too?
Yeah. That's made me more money than OnlyFans has. Because I can just sit there like literally jerking off and make bank. I'll just put on like
a
little
feel?
Clown outfit. Well, okay, here's the problem. I don't have my glasses right now. Like I left them with an ex and I have to get them back. But
so you can't really
can't
see right
see
now?
The chat.
Oh.
So that's the issue.
Can you see me right now?
I can see you, but like reading small print is really hard. I can read that, thankfully.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. At all, we have this here. Just if you ever think of some weird video or you're like, yo, you know, look this up, pull it up. I can just pull it up right here.
Sounds good.
Off the little side chat. I don't know. Like, this is such a deep topic. See, this is like one of the areas that, like, I'm figuring out. So like right now, kind of like in life, I definitely have kind of fallen back into kind of like a faith grind of mine. Because I do have a faith.
Yeah.
I respect everyone's beliefs, though. If you don't believe what I believe, I don't care. I still love you as a human being.
Same.
Like, no matter what.
We're all safe here.
Exactly. No matter what, you can straight up look at me and you're like, I worship Satan. Which I've had conversations with Satanists. You can tell me you don't believe in anything. You can tell me you're a Buddhist. You can tell me whatever. And at the same time, that's not going to change my beliefs.
Very much struggling with my beliefs. But I believe in energy.
You believe in energy. You don't believe like there's a God out there, or
it doesn't make sense that there wouldn't be some sort of creator. But I like it honestly scares me to think about. So I kind of don't.
Why would you say it scares you?
Because I struggle to find a purpose in life already, and so like thinking about the whole meaning of everything is difficult.
But I wouldn't say knowing if there's if you believe there's a God out there or not, would say that's your purpose of life. But that's hard because, you know, like, definitely come from a Christian household. So that's kind of where my faith stemmed from. It is different because, so you talk to Christians. Yeah. In the Bible, it will call you to basically that's your purpose. Yes. Mm-hmm. Follow Jesus. In Buddhist, it'd be like enlightenment. I don't know. So your purpose in life as a Buddhist would be finding enlightenment. I can't really remember Hindu what the...
The way that I live my life, I try to live as many lives as possible, live as many experiences as possible, and like, just kind of do everything. Yeah. Because to me, it doesn't make sense that I would be put here for anything else. It doesn't make sense to me why people live their lives specifically for a paycheck.
No, I actually think that's so damaging to a person. I keeping them
would
paycheck
be completely
paycheck.
Fine if I just lived like, if at, like,
nomadic.
Yeah, like
a nomad, just traveling around.
Yeah, just traveling around, making money wherever I can. Like, I just need enough to survive. And
I've known some people like that. Actually, there's this lady I live near. She's like almost like a grandma. I'd hide in her porch and smoke weed because that's where she let me when I was like in high school.
That's so
and she'd
strange.
Come out and she'd just smoke her cigarettes and she'd tell me about like she saw the Beatles live, like all these crazy stories. Mm-hmm. Like she has one leg. It was all, yeah, when I first saw it, it was like, I don't know, she's a character. Like I'm gonna describe her, trying to describe her. She has one leg. She's such a sweet lady. Her name's Debbie. But I'd go over there. Man, I totally just went dead in my brain.
That happens to me a lot.
What were we just on?
What were we talking about?
Yeah, like, what was I going with that story?
You were talking about how you used to smoke weed with Debbie, and she was telling you about stuff.
Yeah, but what started that?
Oh.
Oh, dude, I just had the biggest brain fart. I was like in the middle of it, and my brain just went dead.
I don't think I could tell you because I was thinking about what I was going to say next.
Well, go ahead. I lost what I was going to say.
Well, now then I lost it because you said that.
Dang, we're just losing our trains of thought over here. Well,
we're good at the pod.
Yeah, this podcast is literally just life happening.
I'm actually really having fun, though. So
no, it's a great time. See, everyone gets, like, I'll have people saying how they're...
We're talking about religion.
Yes.
Sorry.
Why?
But
why did I bring up going to Debbie's? The biggest brain...
Hinduism?
I can't remember. No, but just, like, even though...
Is that
okay,
what it's called? Did I say that wrong?
Making Hinduism.
Is that right?
Hinduism. Yeah, I think so.
I hope that's right.
Please
don't come for me.
They're gonna come for you.
I'll do my research after this. I swear, I really will. I'll come back on the next episode and I'll tell you about it.
No, but just even a purpose in life. I mean, I don't know, but I even think of Christianity and I go,
living paycheck to paycheck.
No, we did talk about that, but I do. Oh yes, the nomad. No, her son. Her son does what him and his wife, they just travel around the U.S. and the world, and they have like an RV, and they'll just travel. And when they stop or like they run out of money, they just stop in whatever town they're at, and they'll just pick up a job for like a month. Like they worked on farms as like bartenders. They'll just pick up jobs and they'll just work, save up that money, and then move on to the next place.
My sister used to do that with countries, though. She would travel from country to country and just find a job as like a teacher because she knew English and German. And so she just had friends in like everywhere because she was like that. She's still like that.
That's
super she's not
cool.
dead.
No,
I don't know why I said that. But
she was like that, rest in peace. No, she's not dead though.
She's not dead though. She's really cool. Love you.
She said love you. What's her name?
Her name is Sarah.
Yeah, what's up, Sarah?
What's up, Sarah?
Keep on living the dream traveling.
For real.
No, I think traveling is so much fun.
She lived in Germany, Hungary. She's traveled everywhere else. Like, I couldn't name them all because a lot of them were when I was younger because she's 15 years older than me. Mm. But, you know.
No, that's super cool. No, I'm jealous of people that just are able to just travel. And that's what just they want life to be. Because I definitely want to travel more. I definitely want to, but it's like I am busy doing other stuff. I can't just pick up and leave and travel. I wish. So that's why I'm jealous. I wish I could just like, you know what? I don't care.
I've always wanted to like run away. That's what I do.
I don't know. Why
that's
do
just
run
always
away?
My thing. I've always run from my problems. I've always run from everything. So I just want to run away. That was my plan.
But do you think that's healthy?
I don't know, though. It never hasn't worked out. Like, it's never not worked out.
It's kind of hard to, like, you can't really argue.
Well, actually,
because if it has always worked out, then like, yeah, it's working for you.
But like, I'm self-aware enough to know that like, I do have to be careful now, because I've made some dumb decisions.
Haven't we all though? I mean,
it ends up fine, but like, there's definitely been bumps.
Well, yeah, it's good that it ended up okay.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, life is crazy. You're definitely gonna hit bumps, and you're gonna be, and especially if you got yourself in this situation, and it's all dark and terrible. You start thinking, you're like, well, I did this to myself, man. I'm like, I hate myself.
But then you're like, okay, if I did something so dumb, I can probably fix it.
That's the good mindset, is when you're able to realize though that there's always gonna be a way out of it.
Yeah,
we do some dumb stuff. Really do. I mean, there's not a person alive that can't say, oh, I haven't done a really dumb thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we all do them. Except you can't come back if you murder someone, I guess.
I would never do that.
I was about to say, there's always a way back from anything. Like, unless you murder someone. That's the only thing you can't really come back from.
Yeah.
Is murder.
Well, and like other things that would put you in prison.
Yeah, I mean, things can land you in prison, but even, I mean, not all dumb stuff will lead you into prison. There's just
Honestly, you're right, though. Like, even if you get out of prison on, like, after you murdered someone, like, that's still gonna haunt you forever.
You can't take that back.
Yeah, you
like,
can't
no
take it.
Like, no matter what.
There's
Yeah, rebuild it. Like, say...
Or even accidentally killing someone.
Hitting someone with your car. Okay, depending if it was, like, an accident... and there was like nothing I could have done and it happened, then I'd be heartbroken that someone died.
I think I would have worked through it.
I'd be heartbroken. I'd definitely send my love to the family and be like, I'm so sorry, like, this happened. Like, if I was a drunk driver and I killed someone, that's different. You're out there drunk and you killed someone, then that would haunt you. I don't know, but it's just, you can't take that back. I think someone can be redeemed from it. I think if someone can really change and they're like, no, like, I'm heartfelt, I've changed, and it's like really apparent, then you can come back from that. It's just, you can never, I just kind of talked over myself. You can come back from it in a sense of your soul, I guess.
Yeah.
Your soul finding that peace, because you could change, but you just can never take it back.
Right.
The guy's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's an unfortunate thing. But I don't know. Life's so crazy.
Right.
It's so complicated, but not all bad things will lead you into prison. There's plenty of things that you can just do day to day that's just probably bad.
Oh, for sure.
Damaging to your mental. That's why, like, even talking about like the sex work thing, like,
that's
how it's becoming everywhere. Like, it's bleeding into everything, that I think it's actually probably going to lead us more down. We're watching the American culture just completely implode on themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's definitely hard to navigate. Especially as a sex worker, watching and being like, am I, like, harming people?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, for my benefit, like,
yeah.
Monetary benefit, am I harming people?
You could be, I won't lie, or I don't know. See,
it's
so hard.
To think about.
Yeah, it's so hard to even, talk about that stuff, because then you have the people, I mean.
But it also is a service, like, I'm serious, like, legally,
yeah.
Too, like.
If you do it legally, prostitution's still illegal.
Well, I don't do prostitution.
Yeah, but like that.
I've never met up with someone for money, so just to be clear.
That's good. I support that.
I've been offered so many times. Wait, that reminds, can I tell you a story?
Go for it.
Okay.
Go
for a long time ago. Well, this year, but like a while ago this year. There was this ad on Craigslist for, it was like, I want a girl to shave, like, somebody who's willing to shave their head for $400 to $600, depending on hair length. So I hit the guy up, thinking it was, like, some YouTube challenge or something. Turns out, it's this guy who goes to SDSU who has a girlfriend who won't shave her head, but it's his fetish to, like, shave someone's head and then have sex with them. And so he wanted me to, like, do that. And I was like, no, I'm not comfortable with, like, the sex thing. But, like, I'll give you head for, like, 30 seconds. And he was like, okay, 400.
I'll touch the tip.
He was like, okay, $400. And I was like, okay. So I let him book the hotel room and then blocked him. Because you have to put down a deposit to, like, book a room, usually.
You can get it back, though. It's so funny. he probably got a bag. Though.
He definitely showed up.
Oh, like, you didn't. I mean,
I blocked him after I said I was like there.
Oh, so he was already there, and the, oh yeah, you can't get that back.
Yeah, but I didn't actually go. Savage. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of first off that yeah, it's so weird.
Well, because it was weird. And, I mean, like, also, I didn't want to do that to his girlfriend. I feel like that was just
a lose-lose situation all over.
I didn't want to do that to his girlfriend either.
Well, that's good.
And I was kind of not ready.
But, I mean, what if he was in a poly relationship? Like
he wasn't. I asked him about it.
Oh, there you go. So, I mean, how... See, like, me personally, I can be in a poly relationship. How does that... That's another thing that you're kind of for.
Yeah. Yeah, so... I don't even know how it started, to be honest. I just kind of brought it up to my boyfriend about being in an open relationship so that we could, like, sleep with other people and not be exclusive.
But why do that? Why even then date a person?
Well, because I do love him, like, and I want to spend my life with him, and, like, we live together.
Right.
And we're, like, I have a promise ring. Mm. But, like, I don't know, like, I still wanted to explore and have fun. I'm still young. He's also older and has a better job and, like, is doing life stuff.
Yeah.
And I still want to, like, you know, be a nomad, be crazy, do my fun little stuff. And then he ended up meeting my best friend at the time. And I started kind of setting them up because they were really cute together. And then they started dating. And then I started dating someone else, no longer dating.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't know. It just worked out.
Yeah,
it's cute. I like them together. We all trust each other. It's nice. So, and we get along. Like, we all hang out together.
You guys, like, don't ever, like, get all three of
well,
you?
Well, we haven't yet. But, like, I don't think they want me to talk about that.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's everything's just a mindset, really. I mean, I don't have the same mindset as you in that area.
Yeah,
but
no,
it's
a lot of people don't. I posted a video. It wasn't even about our poly relationship. But it was my partner, my boyfriend, explaining some random science thing while they were both really high to her. And she just looked so confused, and I thought it was hilarious.
Right.
So I posted it with the caption, like, watching my boyfriend explain something to his other girlfriend, ha ha ha. And it, like, it didn't blow up, but, like, yeah. It got, like, 32,000 views or something, which was a lot for me. And almost all of the comments were, like, fighting about whether poly relationships were good or not. And I was like, this is not your relationship. It works for us.
That is the biggest decline, I think, in our culture, is how divided the sides are. There's no middle ground anymore.
It's not even that. Like, just the fact that people can't keep their opinions to themselves.
Well, you can't, you posted it though.
Well,
that's the thing.
That's
you
fine,
when you post it on the internet though, you're throwing it to the wolves.
Well, yes, but the thing is, like, you don't have to be so rude about it. You can ask questions instead of being like, poly relationships are horrible for you. Like, you're never gonna succeed in your relationship. How is this possible? Like,
no,
all
I
this
agree.
Stuff.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's
they're
like
so
just,
drastically
why the fuck are you saying
different sides? There's always like, okay, like you could say like the left and the right. Right?
Yeah.
But on everything, it feels like on every topic now, you got to be an extremist. You can't be a middle ground person anymore.
Yeah, or you sound like a hypocrite.
Well, exactly. Where I'm like, why can't, like, there used to be a time where they would actually talk and people would come together and be like, oh, you think different. I think different. Let's talk about this and see, like, maybe we can come find a middle ground that we can agree on. Or, you know, maybe they'll convert over to their side, likewise. But now it's just like, I hate this side. I hate this side. This blood.
No, and then whenever there's, like, a big movement, too, there's people who are like, if I don't see you posting about this, you're blocked. And
oh,
it's
exactly.
Like, whoa, like,
I mean,
like, whoa, like, I'm not allowed to just not have an opinion.
100%. Exactly. It's crazy. It's actually insane that, like, people... And it hurts my heart when it's like, dude, that's another human being on that other side.
Exactly.
And you're hating him just because he's thinking different than you. And what you're trying to do is force your beliefs, force what you think down this person's throat.
Exactly. And also, like, it's a lot of it is because people just don't understand. And I don't understand why they can't try to understand or ask questions.
Yeah. Like actual constructive questions, exactly. Not just like, I don't know. It's actually quite sad to see how vicious people can be to each other.
Because if you just don't know about something, you can't be like, oh, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
But why even, like, on something that you don't agree with, why even have an opinion on it? Like, I can just look at something like,
living that? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Move on.
Yep. Amen. Exactly. It's like, oh, they're doing that. I don't like that, so I'm not doing that. Boom. That's it. I don't have to say anything. Yeah. I'm living my life how I see fit and how I'm striving to build.
I feel like that's how should be. Like, it's, normally.
Exactly. But it's now, oh, you don't believe what I believe? I'm going to make you believe how I believe. Or you're like the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
You're awful. Like, why are you even alive? Because you don't believe this is right. Like,
exactly.
It's dumb. It's damaging. And, like, yeah, I feel like a lot of people are going to feel like they can't have an opinion anymore, because even if they speak their opinion, they're just going to get bombarded by this side or that side.
Yeah, you can't escape it.
Nope. Yeah, no, you can't. You really can't escape it. Everywhere you turn, you see it. I don't know. And the hard part is, then I guess you then think about, how do you combat that? How are we going to change our society, or how are we going to add good to the culture?
That's why I just laugh at it. Like, every time I get a hate comment, every time I get a weird comment, I'm usually just like, oh, wow.
So you read your comments, huh?
Oh, like, I definitely do. I read all of my DMs, all of my DM requests. If I haven't, like, answered you, it's because I just didn't want to. I read it.
I read it for sure. I don't know. I stay out of my comments. Mostly.
Well, you also probably get a lot more than I do.
I mean, they're definitely a good amount, but I just don't look at any comments.
I think it's so funny.
I think it bugs me, though, because then I see the two sides. I see them just going at each other. I'm just like, that's so dumb.
Like, I'll just be like, damn, they're still going.
Yeah, wow. I used to think like that. I used to find like a lot of enjoyment. I think it is more.
I also have really good comebacks usually. Like, and I just think it's so funny.
I don't know. I'll just look at this and I'll just wonder why. I'll just be like, why?
A lot of times they'll just be like, okay, and?
I mean, it's true. I mean, that's a way to, like, never let them win.
You know, I also like talking about them in, like, replying to their comments as if they're not there. And I'll be like, damn, this guy's really still going.
That was your Sorry. Foot. No, you're good.
That's why I was like,
whoa, what the heck was that? You're all good.
I brought my cat.
Playing footsies on the podcast. I wonder if Joe Rogan's ever played footsies with a guest by accident.
He plays footsie with Post Malone.
Yeah, they're just under playing something.
For sure.
I freaking love that podcast, though, dude. Joe Rogan kills it. He's
so good. Do you know he funds Kill Tony completely?
I think so. He's
their sponsor.
That's awesome.
And dude, he started it. It's like his thing. It's like his baby.
Yeah, he just believes in good comedy and people. Yeah. And he just wants to keep putting the best he can out there. And I think that's awesome.
That's what I love about that show, too, like, Kill Tony specifically. They are all about bringing new comedians up and, like, starting their careers. Like, the whole thing is, like, bring up amateur comedians who've, like, almost never done this before and see how good they do with a really brutal crowd.
Yeah, no, yeah, they are.
Because they roast the fuck out of them.
Yeah, no. Like, and that's an awesome. See, I like that culture. And the only thing is, like, yeah, comedy, they can take it too far sometimes.
Oh, for sure. The whole Matt Rife stuff. Have you seen that?
No, I heard that there was some controversial something happening with him.
He's done so much. Like, I don't even want to get into it.
Like what?
He's so toxic. Not only has he said horrible things about women, like, just outwardly, like, the girls who have, like, talked to him and dated him, he was talking to all of them at the same time, like, making them all feel so special. And they have a group chat now where they're like mapping out the timeline. I've seen like three of them talking about it.
Oh,
it's just like, what the heck, dude? He's exactly what he looks like.
Wait, what about the argument he's living his best life, though? Like, what we're talking about, us living our best life. What if he just finds it funny?
That is one thing, but Like, you can't put that on other people. That's but the you thing. Do it to, I'm very open about it. Like, everybody that I've talked to knows what I do.
He's open about it. He's talking about it, though.
He's not, though. Like, he...
So he hasn't, like, talked about it at all? It's just been these girls coming
I don't know what he's done. I honestly haven't paid attention to him, but I've been looking at what they've been saying about him.
So that's the thing. What if he's just sitting back in his, you know, his mansion just laughing? He's like, this is the funniest thing ever.
Well, good for him. But exactly. Like, so that's I can't, like... I can't support what he's doing. Like, I'm not gonna, like, he's not funny. He's just gross. He's just gross white frat man.
He's definitely gotten me to laugh a few times.
I agree, but then, like, some of the shit that he says other than that, some of the shit he did on, like, his, like, young comedy stuff, he did, like, I don't know if it was Big Brother or something else, but one of the shows he did, like, he was gross to Zendaya when she was a child. She was still, like, 17, and he was, like, come over here, mommy, like, all this stuff to Zendaya when he was in
the the wilding out, right, or something.
I don't even remember, but I saw the clip, and he was, like, just gross.
I don't remember the Zendaya stuff, but I remember him being on Wild. I don't know why that made me think of it. I thought maybe it was Nick.
But, like, you can see how uncomfortable she is, too, and then, like, all of the other guys who are behind her, like, I don't know what was going on. Some roast battle or something. Mm. But the guys who were behind her, like, went up to Matt and were like, stop. Like, it's gross. Like, I don't like what he does. He's like, literally a frat guy.
I don't know. I can't say I know so much news about Matt Rife. I've seen, like, the videos on Instagram and stuff like that.
It's just, like, how, like, the community is. It's gross.
I don't know. Well, the comedy community, I feel like, it's a mix of a lot of different personalities. For sure. It's probably... I don't know. Would I say the comedy is probably one of the most diverse genres?
Oh, for
probably.
Sure. Yeah. Other than, like, music.
Well, music. I'm talking about, music. Of course, music is across all cultures everywhere. But comedy is just, like, so many different personalities.
You can joke about anything. Different.
Yeah. And they roast the crap out of each other no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is awesome. I think, you know, roasting someone is just a kind of sign of love.
Being able to take it, too, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because also you know when someone's just giving it to, like, you know, dishing on you, they're bagging on you, but then you know when someone's coming for you.
Yeah.
Like, you can just tell, oh, he made that comment. That wasn't, like, to be funny. You were coming at me, bro. Exactly. Like, you can definitely tell.
Oh, for sure.
But, yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. I can't really say I know too much about all that comedy stuff because I'm not a comedian.
Neither.
I should try stand up one day.
Just, I want to see that.
Yeah, just sign up for, like, an open mic and try.
Do it. See that all the time when I do open mics. I don't do them anymore, but when I used to.
You did open mics? Like, you tried comedy? Or, like, was that
music,
singing?
Just singing, yeah. But
where would you go to do, like, open mics?
Queen Bee's has had them, but I never did them there. A lot of coffee shops have them. Mm. I know Humble Heart in Ocean Beach has them. If you're in San Diego, go support Humble Heart. I love them. Christina, who owns it, is like a mother to me. I love her so much.
So you performed there before?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I was not good, though. I was wasted. But
is it a coffee shop?
No, it's actually a thrift store by day. And then at night, they have, like, shows and open mics and stuff like that. So please go support them.
Sounds like an interesting vibe.
It's a great vibe.
Sounds like an interesting vibe, just... open mic. So, like, they have, like, an area for it?
They have a stage set up because they're like a thrift store, and then they also sell, like, a lot of music equipment. Mm-hmm. And they also have music classes now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And no, I love the community there. I don't like Ocean Beach, but I will go for Humble Heart for sure.
Humble Heart. Shout out to Humble Heart.
Shout out to Christina.
If you guys are in the San Diego area, go check that out. I'm gonna have to check that out one day. Swing by if I'm ever, it was Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
So if I'm ever in Ocean Beach again and I see Humble Heart, I'll definitely go in.
It's like the whole building is, like, neon green, and they have, like, a really cool gate and plants.
That was cool.
It's so
cute.
How
big were these shows? Would, like, a lot of people go?
Depends on what bands are playing, but I've seen it packed, like, 60 to 70 people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Maybe next time, just don't be wasted.
Maybe 50 to 60.
So, like, have you put anything out, like, musically?
Not yet. I am planning on it. I've been a little bit more inspired lately, so I will, but I haven't yet.
That's cool.
I've been a little nervous.
Why, though? I, like, How could that make you nervous? But like, you're on OnlyFans, just totally.
Like, I don't know. I never feel like my music ends up good enough. Like, I always feel like it can be better, and then I try to make it better, and then I just still don't feel like it's good enough, so I just never put it out.
I mean, that's just something, I think you just have to get over mentally.
Yeah, exactly.
You
gotta
think about
it.
It's like, just like with the podcast, like, I hated hearing my own voice when that's I first started. I started, and hearing it back, I was like, gross. But over time, I'm just like, hey, this is my voice.
Yeah.
Like, there you go. You're either gonna like it or not.
That's what Miracolo was always telling me, like, my friend who passed away, he was like, always telling me, like, he has like 30 albums out put out in the past 2 years, mm-hmm. and he's just like, just put something out, yeah. and once no, you just start that. Putting them out, like, yeah. you'll get used to it, it'll be okay.
I'm sorry he passed away though. How did he end up?
Horrible.
How did he pass?
It was an accident, actually. Like, I don't need to get into the details of it, but like, he had seizures from epilepsy and his own condition, and then a medication that he was prescribed that he ended up accidentally taking a little bit too much of, literally to prepare for our trip the next day. And it also gave him seizures, and he just couldn't handle it. So sad. That was difficult.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
Yeah. We had planned to take a trip up the West Coast, because he lived in Ohio. So he was leaving. He passed away Thursday night. He was leaving Friday from Ohio to come get me. He would be here, like, Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to L.A., for an indefinitely long amount of time. We were going to Oregon, Washington, like, Oakland, Berkeley, yeah. like, all the way.
You guys going to hit all the West Coast.
I was trying to get us to go to Canada, too. Like, that'd I wanted cool. to go all the way.
I've always wanted to visit Canada yeah. and actually, like, go hang out there.
Yeah, we were, it could have been a year, it could have been 2 years. I don't know how long I was going to be gone, but a while. Like, it was going to be a blast. It was, like, just, like, a blast in the face. Like, I had no idea what to do next, because like, that was my only plan. I dropped everything. I didn't have a job, still don't.
You're not working as far as that, but you're still like getting money, wouldn't you say? Content creating is a job.
It is, but it's not enough of a job to actually support me. I'm very heavily supported by people I live with and the people I'm surrounded by, so I need to like actually do that, but we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, life is just figuring it out as you go, honestly. Exactly. I mean, what really matters is you finding that happiness.
Yeah.
You finding the peace of yourself, like the peace within you, like the inner peace. And being able to see, you know, actually thrive in life. Right. And where you're like, waking up is not a dread. It's oh, sweet, I get to go through another day today.
Yeah.
I get to do this today. Yeah. Like, I woke up today, I'm like, I got a podcast episode today. That's sick.
That same, yeah. That yeah. definitely kept me going. Having something, like, planned every day is cool, even though I hate having plans. Like, yeah. I love spontaneity just, like, doing random shit all the time.
I wouldn't say I'm a planning guy. Like, the podcast is the only thing I plan.
Yeah.
Like, my rest of my life, if I'm working, I'm working. If I'm not, I have no idea what I'm doing.
If I'm planning something, I'm usually planning it that day or the next day. Like, it's usually like,
I should become more organized
pretty fast.
But I just take life as it comes, you know.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of walking along. Same. It's like, oh cool,
and I just love meeting people too, like strangers, just like random. That's why I went to LA a couple weeks ago with a friend, and we just drove up there and slept in her car in some like random neighborhood, and then woke up the next day and like walked around in LA looking all cute and just like met people on the street.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of the best things I've ever done. I cannot wait to go back. We got paparazzi'd. There was this guy. There's this guy. He's like a verified, like, famous Instagram photographer who does like fashion photography and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I was fitted up, and like, we were outside of Starbucks, and he just like started taking pictures of us, and I was like posing for the camera.
Heck,
and then
yeah.
Like, I got his Instagram and he tagged me in them, and they were the sickest pictures.
That's awesome.
It was right after I got this like
that's
fur
cool
vest.
That he's doing that just for people.
And then I followed him, and he does this every day, and so then someone else that he posted I thought was kind of cute, so I followed them, and now we're friends.
Oh.
So I have more connections in LA.
There you go. I mean,
that's what I'm trying to do right now, is get connections in LA specifically, so that I can move up there and just know a bunch of people.
I could not live in LA.
I'm only going to do it for a little bit for music.
You say that and it's going to steal your soul. And it's going to be 10 years from now. You're going to be like, I'm still in L.A.
Yeah.
I don't know. L.A.'s a crazy vibe. L.A. is. Yeah.
It's so fast. I love it.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I feel so hot in L.A. too.
You feel so hot in L.A.?
Yeah.
Why? Just.
Well, okay. I get L.A. like self-conscious. So like before I go to L.A., I always feel like the ugliest person on earth.
What about walking around LA makes you feel so hot?
I don't know.
It just
no, and it's like I'm totally giving in to like the gross like tourist Hollywood vibe, but I love it. I could walk around LA all day,
you can't be mad at it if you love it.
I had the worst blisters on my feet because we walked down Melrose, we walked down Sunset Boulevard, we walked down Hollywood Boulevard, we walked down Santa Monica Pier. We walked in Beverly Hills somewhere, like, we walked everywhere.
I mean, all that matters, I guess, yeah. And you had a good time, though.
And
up and down,
too, because we would park at one end, walk all the way, and then walk all the way back.
Right. I mean, that's an adventure. It's an adventure. Imagine now living back in the day when you didn't have a car at all.
I was high all day. Like, it was the best.
Imagine if you didn't have a car at all. You're back in, like, the 1700s.
Well, I don't have a car. Like, I don't drive at all. So, I'm just saying,
without a drive, where imagine if you had to walk to LA.
I just have to meet people who have cars and get them to take me.
What if you had to walk to LA? Would you walk to LA?
Maybe.
Yeah? Like, you would love it that much that, like, your only way to get to LA was to walk. You would do it?
Not now, but, like, if there was some world where I could do that safely, yes.
No, you don't
think... I would get trafficked.
You think so?
I'd have to walk on, like, highways.
Nah, you could probably take some weird back road through the mountains.
Yeah, that sounds really dangerous.
Camp along the way.
I also, like, I honestly don't know if my body could do that. Like, I really don't think I would make it.
That's fair.
I'm not athletic at all. Like, I need to work out so bad.
You just need to start working out?
I need a leg day.
A leg day.
I need 27 leg days.
27, that'll do it.
At least
27 leg days.
8-hour leg days.
8-hour leg days. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you'd be able to walk, really.
It's only a little bit more than, like, a school day.
But if you're actually hounding on your legs during that workout...
What if I just walked for the whole 8 hours?
I mean, that would be... I mean, it's a workout. In a sense, that's cardio, if you were just walking. I mean, that's good for your body.
I don't know how working out works. So, to be honest, I could be wrong about everything.
I can give you some tips to start you off. I'm not the craziest guy, but I know how to work out. I bet I can still learn a lot. I have a friend. He's my coach, so I follow his workout.
I was never into guys with muscles until this one guy, and now I can't get over it.
Like, when you say muscles, are we talking like Arnold Schwarzenegger,
yeah, like big
guys?
Old muscles.
Oh, a big old dude.
Well, not like steroids, like bodybuilder muscles, but like
a good fit,
like a good fit,
kind of Captain America,
like a little bit of stretch marks on the muscles because you like a little further than you should be, like just perfect.
Just when I see that vein popping out,
no, literally.
I mean,
I just bit my lip unironically. I noticed myself doing it as I was doing it.
So would you say you have like a type of guy? Or are you kind of like me?
I float around like crazy. I like skinny tattooed guys who look like they eat cigarettes. I like muscular guys.
They look like they eat cigarettes. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard someone describe like that. But I'm picturing... Like a punk rock tattooed up, just mudging on a cigarette. That's funny. No, you'd probably be like me. So, like, I wouldn't say I ever have a type of girl. It's like, I either find you attractive
or... Doesn't he look like he eats cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. Does he?
Probably. Actually, yeah, I have a picture of him with, like, 10 of them in his mouth.
Oh, I don't have a type. I either find you cute or I don't. I'm like a cut and dry dude. It's just like, oh yeah, I think you're cute. I'm sorry, you're not my type. But I will say a girl's personality is the key thing, though. Yeah. You have to be able to vibe with me. If you don't vibe with me, it's like it, how they say it today, the ick.
Oh, yeah.
It gives me the ick.
I get that.
I hate that word, though, by the
that
way.
That is a bad word.
It's just like the ick.
There's some words that I just can't do.
Or
like,
moist. Can you do moist?
I can do moist. That's not that bad.
I never thought moist was
you
that.
Know what? Like, I can't. I was talking about this yesterday. I don't even want to say it. Pookie.
Like,
yeah, so bad. No, and you know what used to get Pookie. Me, but it doesn't get me anymore. But I used to hate it when people would say nasty.
Nasty.
Like, I remember being at school in like third grade, and like the special ed teacher ran into the bathroom and was like, "What are you doing in this nasty bathroom?" And I was like, "I want her to never say that again. I hate that word."
Nasty and Pookie.
Pookie. My Pookie Wookie. Ugh, I hate it.
My Pookie Wookie.
So bad.
Some like pet name
I
right
hate
there.
It.
Okay. I'm going to say it randomly. So I'm like,
no, you will not.
Out of nowhere, I'll be like, I'm Pookie. Leaving.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Yeah, you going to sing for us?
No.
No? No. Darn. Why not?
Maybe on the next episode.
Maybe on the next time. No. No.
Next week.
Tune in next week. Nah. Yeah, no, it's crazy. This is, yeah, episode 49. 49, and then my next one's 50. I'm at 50. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy. And just that how time has passed. And, like, just, like, I do. I look at myself, and I'm like, man, I'm so different. I'm so different. Because I changed like that.
Yeah, same.
I don't know. We're figuring it out, girl.
For real.
I'm just figuring it out. I mean, I definitely believe in asking questions of life and changing your perspective, though, because, I mean, if you're always set in this one path, how are you ever going to see the true beauty of life?
Right.
I mean, you do have to go everywhere. That's like a thing. Like, I look at like Christianity sometimes, and I think there's people that are, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I believe that's awesome that they're following God and Jesus all their heart, and they're just on this set strength. But then I don't feel like they've ever been exposed to, like, anything in the world. Kind of, like, those kind of people, you kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it's definitely hard.
The people that are, like, even not, you can throw Christianity to the side and just say the people that are set in their ways.
Yeah.
Just the,
that aren't going to, like, even
I'm this way till I die.
Something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's so damaging because it's like, no, you don't have to accept everything, right? But you can see it and go, oh, okay, no, this is why I'm going to go this way. But it opens it up and it allows you to connect to people.
Yeah.
So since I went through like a little bit of my, as you would say, slut phase, as I went through that, I did. I can't say I didn't because I did. I can kind of understand. I can understand kind of your mindset. Now, yeah. If someone that didn't know like that, maybe they've never slept with someone, virgin and keeping it until marriage, which I think is awesome and so rare.
Yeah.
Like, which, like, shout out to the people that do that.
Are there any things that you feel like you would be like that with, like, just fully not understanding because you've never lived like that? Because, like, I always try to, like, put myself in that perspective.
You could say, like, we could literally say, like, half the world. Like, look at all the third world countries.
Oh, yeah,
we
would, for sure.
We have no idea what it's like to wake up and not know where our food's going to come from.
Oh, yeah. I can relate to that one, but not in the same way.
But, like, yeah, I...
Not in the same dire sense, but yeah.
Yeah, like, in the dire sense where it's like... Or the people that wake up and it's like, I gotta provide for my kids or my kids are gonna starve to death.
Yeah, exactly. That's
that way, yeah. I understand, yeah, we can go through struggles where, yeah, if you wake up, maybe you're out of money. Or you don't know, like, how you're gonna buy food and you gotta figure it out.
Yeah.
But, like, compared to, like, that kind of problem, they're different. It's still hard. There are tons of people in America that are hungry and poverty and they're facing some really rough things.
Yeah.
So in a sense, like, see, I couldn't understand that kind of mindset because, yes, I was blessed with awesome parents, and my dad was an active military officer. He was in the Navy and all that. So, like, I always had a roof over my head. I didn't have to worry. I was loved. I was scared that I wasn't going to have clothes for school. I was never worried about stuff like that. So I don't understand that mindset of, oh, my gosh, like, I don't know what to do. Like, kind
of
like that.
I get some of that a little bit just because, like, I moved out when I was 17 just because my mom, like, we did not get along.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's a fantastic dude. my mom's an all right person, not a good mother. Kind of let me down. But anyway, I was also adopted into that family.
Okay.
My birth parents, my mom struggled with like addiction and stuff, and she also had six other kids before me.
Right.
And so like she just could not take care of me, and then somehow petitioned the court to not tell my dad that she was going to put me up for adoption and not need his signature. I don't know how that worked, but I found the paperwork for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that
and so, like,
rough. That's rough stuff.
Yeah. And then, so, like, I moved out when I was 17 just because I didn't get along with my mom. And so I've kind of just been, like, staying with people ever since. Like,
I couldn't tell you.
I haven't paid rent.
I can tell you from that perspective, but I can honestly say from outside, it seems rough. Seems tough. But like, look at you. You're still smiling, though. So that's like a testimony to like
finding things to live my life with. I do feel bad. Like that's why I'm trying to
strong. Like,
move on.
Yeah. I just want to like capture that. That's awesome.
Though. Thank you.
You go through all this stuff, right? And I mean, it's cruddy and it's awful. And I'm not gonna understand that. Like, my heart can break for you as much as it wants.
Yeah.
But like, for me to be able to understand that, I don't know. I didn't go through it.
Right.
All I can do is try to understand, I guess. But it's awesome. Like, I mean, you could have turned out way worse.
Oh, for sure.
You could have gone down, like, way bad.
Yeah, being self-aware is, like, the only thing that I, like, cling on to. I need that.
Even if you did go way bad, there would always be a way out.
I've definitely dug myself into some holes, but mm-hmm. I am self-aware enough to see when I'm digging myself into a hole.
See, that's
sometimes
a good thing.
Sometimes I let myself
go. I wasn't always like that, though. See, I would die on the hill.
Yeah.
You know that saying, you know, this is the hill you're going to die on? I was that guy.
Yeah.
Because if I dug my heels in, you were not going to move me. There's nothing. I would burn the whole world down before I changed my thing. Like, that's how I just was.
With high school, like, I did just give up.
Yeah, exactly. That was my high school self. The world's against me, and I'm going to stand my ground on all of everything.
Yeah, I just didn't give a fuck in high school. I stopped
I didn't
caring.
Either.
The only thing that kept me in high school, as long as it did, like, I still didn't finish. But
yeah, that's right. You told me. You dropped out because of an ex. What convinced
you? That was like
you?
The last reason. But I also, like, it was the end of senior year. It was like 5 months from the end of senior year.
Right.
And I honestly, I don't know if I could have finished in time. Like, I had a lot of credits to make up and not a lot of motivation.
Summer school, right?
I was living with a friend who ended up being in the mental hospital for like most of the time I lived there, which was 9 months. And so I was just living with their parents whose family was, and like, I love them to death, but kind of toxic and hard to live with.
Yeah.
And then I was couch hopping and drinking every night and just not caring. And so like a lot of it just, I led myself to that, but.
Yeah, that's just the consequences of. I would say that's the consequence.
Because
in your case, it's different.
I definitely dug myself some holes there, but
right.
I see that,
but like,
and I
drinking,
saw that then,
so you
too.
You drinking every night, out of that whole scenario, the drinking every night would be the
and
damaging and that you're choosing to do that.
Oh, yeah. I was choosing to make a lot of...
The couch hopping and the family situation probably wasn't totally in your control, so you can't be like, that let you down.
Well, yeah,
that's why
for
I
sure.
Wanted to clarify that. I know the whole... But the drinking every night can be damaging.
Well,
I
for sure.
Personally,
I
have
don't.
Experience
I
with
don't
alcoholism.
Even drink anymore.
I don't. I
like. I'll have like a beer,
exactly.
But like, I don't touch liquor unless it's in a mixed drink that I see be mixed and it's like maybe one shot. But I don't like. I don't drink.
See, I'll drink. I don't drink often at all. Like, but I'll go out. I'll go out with friends and we're at a bar.
I'll do a lot of other things, but I won't.
Yeah, I definitely.
I don't
like
how
more.
I feel on it. Oh, I like weed more too.
Weed is definitely.
You know what my poison is. But.
Yes, I do. I don't necessarily condone it, but.
We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, it's just. But you know, there's a lot of people that are a lot of people do so. I mean, it's. I swear.
I don't condone it either.
I swear, I hurt my brain even doing this podcast because there's so many viewpoints I want to say because like. There are things that, like, I won't agree on, but in my head it's like, no, okay, I don't agree on it, but at the end of the day, I can't tell you not to do it.
I tell myself not to do it. So.
Right. Oh, well, then if you're telling yourself not to do it, then you should definitely just go ahead and stop. Like, it.
Yeah, I'm
especially
I'm doing that.
Stuff can lead to a lot of things you don't want, especially even death.
Yeah.
And you got to keep walking this earth. We still need Maggie vibes.
Exactly. That's what I always try to remind myself is that I'm a little bit cool. So, like, I can keep it.
You know, I'm kind of cool. I'm going to keep on.
I'm cool enough for myself. If you don't think I'm cool, if you don't think I'm cool, you don't have to think I'm cool. But I entertain myself, so it's okay.
And that's what I think a lot of people miss in life is the being able to accept themselves like that.
Yeah.
Being able to go, you know what?
For a long time. Like, I started a new TikTok account probably 3 months ago specifically to gain a following. And it's worked a little bit. It's worked faster than it's ever worked before. I have almost 1,000 followers, which is better than I've done before.
Yeah. But any now, progress is progress.
But the thing is now, like, I don't even really care that much. Like, you can follow me. I'd love that. Great. Thank you. But I, like, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I would say you shouldn't care about that. You should care about just what you're putting out.
Exactly. That's what it switched to. Like, yeah. I haven't posted in a while. And it's been very sporadic. And it's just stuff that I enjoy and I think is fun. Because I've given up on, like, well, I haven't given up on it. But, like, I don't need the validation anymore.
No,
because I can validate myself enough.
Super good.
Yeah.
That is like I 100,000%.
I appreciate the validation. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. But no. I don't, like, it's not something that I am begging
for. It's
so
tough to get. That mindset is so hard to get because you see people where that's all they want. They just want validation. They want to feel this. They want they want you to tell them that they're pretty.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I like the attention. Yeah. I think it's fun, but I'm not doing it for the attention.
Exactly. No,
especially
exactly
like the way that
the
I look.
That are doing it for that is like their purpose in life is the red heart is seeing people fawn over them. And then that's just so damaging.
Honestly, I enjoy, like, the hate more than I enjoy the love, especially when it comes to in public. Like, the way that people look at me or the looks I get. I'll get old people who will just be like, what? Like, what are you doing? Like, what is this? They'll come up to me and point to their own face and be like, what is this? And I'm just like, I don't know.
So how does this all kind of makeup start for you? What was kind of, you're like, I like this look.
I don't know. So I started trying to do traditional goth makeup and realized it just didn't work for me. It didn't look good on me. I also had no makeup skills because, I never wore makeup until this year, really. Like, I would wear a little bit of mascara here and there.
Right.
Didn't know how to do lashes. Didn't know how to do actual foundation, like, putting on, make my skin look good. None of it. And I just started kind of experimenting. And then as I realized that, like, a little goes a long way and you can, like, slowly add to it and change it, that's when I found what I liked. And so, like, I like the dramatic, but I do it my own way.
Yeah, you should, if it makes you happy, I say, heck yeah.
And, like, I've started figuring out my own little spins to put on it. Like, for a long time, I was copying other people just to find what I liked, though.
Right.
And now that I know, like, what I like and what I'm doing, exactly, yeah. So, like, I do, like, the doll eyes, which I think is so fun. Because I was doing the clown stuff for a while, which you probably saw.
I think I saw. Clowns scare me.
That's valid. But I also try to live every day like it's Halloween, I don't care.
I wouldn't say, like, I'm scared of clowns anymore. I used to be. I used to, like, I really hated clowns. There was this one time I went to this haunted maze with this girl. She was so cute. Yeah, let's just say there wasn't really, like, a second hangout after. Well, because we're going in this haunted maze, and of course she grabs my hand, and she was like, all right, you got me. I'm like, yeah, I got you, girl. My like 15, 16 year old self. Oh, I got you. But I looked at her. I even said it. I'm like, except if there's a clown. Like, I don't like clowns. Like, you just got to know that. Like, I don't like clowns, so you stay with me, whatever. First room we walk in.
Oh, no.
First room, the whole strobe light and everything, and there is a freaking clown just standing on the other side of the room. Like, just
we lost
standing
shit.
There. And immediately, I back up to the back wall. I'm like, no, not today, bud. Not today. She's still holding on. And then he charged us. This is before I have fight skills and anything like that. Like, I could still hold my own. I fought in school here and there, but I still hold my own. But I was like, oh, no. I kind of threw her at the clown. Yeah.
You can't do that.
I kind of went, oh, I threw her. I ran around the side, and I just dipped through that entire maze. I dipped through that entire maze by myself. I did.
You left her?
I left her.
That's horrible.
She was dead. The clown got her. The clown got her. I was.
Did you just leave her? Did you like meet up with her after? Like...
Well, I waited at the end of the maze for her. Yeah, but
that's almost worse.
I know. It was awful.
So did you have fun?
I mean, yeah. The rest of the maze was pretty cool. But
no, I mean, like you talking to her after. So like, enjoy yourself without me.
You could tell she was like. Like, what the heck, dude? You really did that? And I was just like, sorry. Like, I told you about clowns. I was like, I don't know. It was kind of like, I just did it. I was like, later, I'm out. But yeah. Now I can take them on. Like, clowns creep me out.
Well, I enjoy the goth thing. And so then I started doing like the black under and then the black on top just to kind of give the essence of clown. And I did lashes under. And lashes on top, and I just started playing.
Yeah, I guess that'd probably be the
guys greatest way to confuse me. Like boys love slutty clowns for some reason.
See, that's why I feel like that would confuse me. Like, if I was just standing there.
There's a term for it, clussy, like clown pussy. They love it, like it's a thing.
Love it. Ba ba da ba ba ba.
Yeah,
I'm loving it. I mean, Ronald Donald's a clown.
That's
he's
true.
Loving it. That I think I'd be very confused if, like, I was just, like, somewhere and a clown walked out, but it was, like, a extremely sexy-looking clown. Like,
exactly.
Thing. And I don't know.
And I would wear it in public. Like, I dress like a slut in public all the time.
I'd be
just
so
because,
confused. Do I flirt or do I get ready to fight for my life?
It's casual for me. I don't even, like... process that I'm in like a getup, and then I'll get these crazy looks, and I'm like, right.
Yeah, I'm wearing a clown outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, do you like the looks though? So do you,
I really do.
Oh, especially, so you would like, say you're doing it because
I'm not doing it because of it, but I do enjoy it. Yeah. Like I'm doing it for me because like I just that's how I feel comfortable. Like I don't know, I enjoy it.
I mean, hey, if that's like your pajamas,
like I feel like
you
I'm
know, it's like your pajamas.
No, literally. Sometimes I fall asleep in it. So.
You're just like, I'm
a little princess clown. I sleep in my makeup all the time on accident.
Isn't that bad for you?
It's so bad for you, but I do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I knock out early.
So is it like bad for you or does it just like lead to breakouts?
It leads to breakouts. It's not good for your pores or your skin.
Oh, I gotcha.
And it's catching up to me. Like, I usually have really good skin and I'm starting to notice some changes. I got to work on it.
The makeup wipes. You just gotta have those by your bed or something. So when you lay down, you're like,
no, I really gotta do that.
Wipe it off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard because I have so much, and it irritates my eyes a lot. Like, people don't realize, like, when you're putting eyeliner on your, like, waterline, like, the thing that's, like, right where you cry from, like, it gets in your eye. Like, it's gross. It's not fun, but it's so worth it.
See, that's another point of view I would never understand. Being a guy, I'd be like,
either.
I would
like,
not wear anything on my face.
No, like, I used to, like, not understand it, and then I started doing it more and more, and I just got used to it.
I don't think I'll ever understand that mindset.
I
would like,
put you in clown makeup one
yeah,
time.
Yeah, put me in
Halloween
clown
next
makeup.
Year, we'll do it.
I don't know, become the thing I'm terrorized by.
Well, like, I'll put
you know,
in cool,
you know,
like,
you know
ICP clown makeup.
So, like, I wouldn't say I have fears anymore.
Do you like ICP?
Because, huh?
Insane Clown Posse?
I know about them. Yeah, I can say I listen to them, but I know about them. I've seen some of their stuff.
Fuck you.
I wouldn't say I have fears anymore. Just off of, I don't know, like,